This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must be that exceptional American that I'm talking about. I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things going on this 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. Welcome aboard. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And right to voice. You want to have a social media platform from which you can express your opinions. Right to voice is the platform for you. You know, we live in this day and age of censorship now on the internet by the so-called companies that want to ensure our right to voice, but they don't do that. There's only one company that does that, Right to Voice. New site coming up. Go to righttovoice.com and join. Join with everybody else like myself, Right to Voice, righttovoice.com. Okay, also we're sponsored by MyPillow. Get the 4-for-1 special, 800-266-4715, and the promo code, your promo discount code is AGENDA. All right, so we got this whole thing going on. Mr. Horowitz is in front of the house, and he just got blistered in the last hour by, Trey Gowdy, blistered badly. And, of course, they're starting to see through the Horowitz report that it's really looking like a whitewash, too. And we got suspicious about this on Sunday. We were talking to a gaggle of friends who were saying, you know, this is not as deep as we thought. Now, I have not read the complete report. God, I don't have time for it. But from what I'm hearing from my colleagues, it's a whitewash. So, and that would appear to be what I believe we played in the last 2 minutes of the hour, last hour, Trey Gowdy questioning Mr. Horowitz on the Hill, and he was blistering him. And again, it doesn't look like Mr. Horowitz was as thorough as we all thought. He was thorough, but he did not lay bias upon Comey, which is a big mistake. And bias is something that Trey Gowdy talked about yesterday. You know, he did a very, very eloquent, actually on, I think it was Friday, he was actually making the comments where he explained bias and how insidious and evil it is in a law enforcement organization because it taints everything that you do. Everything, you know, if you have a certain political bias towards a candidate, you're supposed to investigate that candidate, or what is the possible outcome of your investigation going to be if you really, really like your candidate? Which is exactly what happened to, you know, Strzok and Page and all the rest of them, McCabe. That, of course, McCabe had, as we're going to find out, it hasn't surfaced yet. But this is why McCabe, I think, is kind of an interesting little character, because he had actual financial ties to the Clinton Foundation, and his wife did too. That's all going to come out. Our Scott Bennett is intimately involved in that whole situation, because remember, he was the one who outed Obama and Hillary Clinton for their financial support and logistical support of ISIS and the growth of ISIS. They were responsible for ISIS, and he outed them, and they're related to McCabe's. Isn't that interesting? And he's going to play a big, I guess you can say, part in this. It just hasn't been seen yet, but it's going to come out. But Horowitz, who did this report on this whole investigation of the emails and all this good stuff, he seems to have bungled it in the end. He demonstrates clearly everybody has bias and hates Trump during this whole thing, but at the end he doesn't blame Comey with bias, which that's a problem. That's a big problem for him. Okay, if you got your 401k by your side and you're looking at it and say, oh my God, the Dow is affecting my 401k today, that's because it is. The Dow has tumbled 400 points, wiping out gain for a year as Trump directs more tariffs at China. More tariffs at China. The article is, they got some sound to this. You know, these guys, they come up with these dummy articles that I don't really like. I'm going to play this to see if it's got something going on, but we've got a commercial. Stocks fell sharply on Tuesday after President Donald Trump's latest threat to China increased fears of an impending trade war between the world's largest economies. Isn't that interesting?
Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're not so happy for the markets, but we're off of the lows. I'll put this very simply for everybody. The concern now is about third quarter revenues. Remember, we are not at peak earnings. Third quarter numbers and second quarter and fourth quarter have been going up. And in fact, they went up last week. So here's what we're seeing for the third quarter. These numbers are now questionable. Energy, a big mover, of course, but materials, industrials, technology stocks, all are going to have big gains in the third quarter. We're expecting overall gains of close to 20%, but tech is the big one there with nearly 16% gains. The problem is these may be questionable now because the analysts are starting to look at this and say, well, we don't have numbers yet, but the market is obviously betting that we're going to be bringing our numbers down in the third quarter if we really get into this trade war. Sector exposure, well, it's no surprise tech's down the most right now because they have the biggest exposure to China, 14% revenue exposure. This is the MSCI, which is the big cap and mid-cap ones. Materials, industrials, consumer staples, and energy.
I want to stop there because I'm going to bring out to tech exposures because this affects New California. This is the meteor that Chris Street talks about. The trade war is prompting the tech industry to be really exposed in a negative way, and third quarter revenues are being predicted to come tumbling down. Okay. What's that mean for Silicon Valley? And what does that mean for tax revenue to the state of California? Dun 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 dun. New California. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just this is what we were saying, is that probably in the fourth quarter, we're going to start to see slip sliding away those tech earnings even more, and dividends, the tax revenue derived from the dividends there going tumbling down as well, which, of course, California is really kind of mono-dependent upon the tech industry and the dividends going forward. That's Jerry Brown's plan. That's his plan to keep everything going. But, you know, of course, now remember, in January, he's termed out for a second time. Yeah, he got a special dispensation. He's a special kind of governor, Jerry Brown, special kind of governor. He got a third and fourth term very illegally and unconstitutionally. But, you know, that's okay. The brothers wrote it all for him back in 1990 and paved the way for his third and fourth term starting in 2010 and 11, all the way up to right now. That's the way it flows. Oh, but this is big news. The Dow tumbles 400 points right now, and I'm not watching any market tickers or anything like that. I'm just taking it off the CNBC site that I see here. And tech industries are taking the biggest hit. That's going to, apparently, the talk of trade tariffs is causing all this. And with China, it's going to erase a lot of the gains for the year. That's what people are saying. But you never know. There's going to be a dead cat. They call it a dead cat bounce. You know, you take even a dead cat thrown off of a high rise will hit the ground and bounce up, right? That's the way they kind of equate bad stock market days. There'll be a dead cat bounce tomorrow. And then you can buy, and then sell. We'll be back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Looking at this article here in Breitbart by Michelle Moons. It says Trump orders up to $400 billion in tariffs if China does not change trade practices. Donald Trump's ordered the U.S. trade representative to identify $200 billion in Chinese products on which to levy tariffs in response to China's retaliatory tariffs, and threatened more if China refuses to change its unfair trade practices. Trump released the following statement on Monday evening. So that's why you wake up this morning and all of a sudden the stock market's plunging, as we were talking about. It says, on Friday, I announced plans for tariffs on $50 billion worth of imports from China. These tariffs are being imposed to encourage China to change the unfair practices identified in Section 301 action with respect to technology and innovation. They also serve as an initial step towards bringing balance to our trade relationship with China. However, and unfortunately, China has determined that it will raise tariffs on $50 billion worth of United States exports. China is going to do that. China apparently has no intention of changing its unfair practices related to acquisition of Americans' intellectual property and technology. Rather than altering those practices, it is now threatening United States companies, workers, and farmers who have done nothing wrong. The latest action by China clearly indicates its determination to keep the United States at a permanent and unfair disadvantage, which is reflective in our massive $376 billion trade imbalance in goods. This is unacceptable. Further action must be taken to encourage China to change its unfair practices, open its markets to United States goods, and accept a more balanced trade relationship with the United States. Therefore, today, that was last night, I've directed the United States Trade Representative to identify $200 billion worth of Chinese goods for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%. After the legal process is complete, these tariffs will go into effect if China refuses to change its practices, and also if it insists on going forward with the new tariffs that it has recently announced. If China increases its tariffs yet again, we will meet that action by pursuing additional tariffs on... So this is, I mean, all this stuff, you can see, is the reason why the market went down. Now, this was totally expected, at least according to Chris Street, who's been on the show many times, to tell us about this and warn us about this, that this was coming. Now, here it is. It's here. It's now. It's really here now. And anyway, I just have to say that Donald Trump is not messing around. He's not messing around. He's just not. He's taking it seriously, as one would suspect. So, $400 billion in tariffs. Wow. Other article here, Laura Bush compares border enforcement to Japanese-American internment camps. Huh. Unbelievable. Oh, this is a good one. The shining object is clearly the immigration stories that we've been covering here. Here's one. Kasich. John Kasich's fundraising off border children controversy. This is a nice guy, isn't he? He's a friend of George Bush and George and Laura. This guy's a real work. Ohio Governor John Kasich sent out a fundraising email Monday seeking political contributions in response to the growing controversy surrounding the Trump administration's handling of the underage illegal border crossers. You know, you talk about trafficking in human flesh and slavery. How about the ancillary businesses and political opportunists that are out there to try and exploit these children? It's just, I'm just losing sometimes my complete sense of humanity towards people like John Kasich to do this kind of stuff. This is disgusting and vile. I mean, it really is. Who are these people? Don't they get it that every time they open their mouth like this in a capacity of leadership and visibility that is seen out there, don't they understand this hurts people when you make these kind of comments? And it hurts these kids. It makes it worse on them. And then you fundraise off their misery. What kind of people are these folks? I mean, really? Gosh, it's just to me amazing. So separating children from their parents is just wrong, he emailed. Take action now. Make your voice heard today. Isn't it funny? Here's a never-Trumper, and he's fundraising off of this crisis that really is, it's a created crisis. It's Cloward Piven strategy, which is what all these things are. This whole border thing down there is a Cloward and Piven strategy. That's all it is. I mean, this is a blatant, obvious example of Cloward and Piven being used. Now, everybody says, well, who's controlling this? The globalists, of course. This is all by design the way this is happening. Come on, guys. You got to be able to get it. You got to be having quick feet. Quick feet out there. So I used to tell my kids when I coached them. Quick feet. And you got to have them as a citizen of the United States to understand what's going on right now. When these people come up and do this, take action now as recipients are then prompted with donation options ranging from $25 to $5,000 or other. Yeah. Well, here we go. Oh, yeah. They show the whole thing with the buttons to donate and all that good stuff. This is a brave man. Let's see if we can get this audio from this brave man as he's speaking. Oh, here we go.
Some efforts to end this policy of family separation on our borders. Let's get it right. We're America. We have a big heart. We love people. And the end of the day is we don't want to create an image that we don't care, because we really do.
Okay, now, here's the problem, John. You're in Ohio, not in California, New Mexico, Arizona, or Texas. I just thought, maybe he needs a spatial relationship check to understand this. That's John Kasich. Just against that trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and John Kasich is actively involved in. Okay, so anyway, getting into New California. Here's the one. This just came across, by the way, and I opened it up not inadvertently, but it just came across. It says by Chris, our very own Chris Street. I should call him and roust him out of bed. Get him on the air in the next break. It says, California gets an F grade from Truth and Accounting. The nonpartisan Truth and Accounting Project, which analyzes government financial reports, has awarded California an F grade for claiming surpluses instead of a $269 billion deficit. Okay. Okay, Chris, I'm biting on your... Actually, this article is... he sends me his articles the night before. I just haven't gotten it up today, but I'll read it. I'll get to it. And we'll talk to him about it. It says here, the Nonpartisan Truth and Accounting Project, which analyzes government financial reports, has awarded California an F grade for claiming surpluses instead of a $269.9 billion deficit. The Chicago-based organization has been providing in-depth accounting reviews of the audited financial statements of America's 50 states, as well as most major countries and major cities in the United States since 2002. The group's mission is to educate and empower citizens with understandable, reliable, and transparent government financial information. California received the lowest score of F on Truth in Accounting grading scale because, despite Governor Jerry Brown's touting several years of surpluses, California actually faces a $269.9 billion shortfall in terms of its overall obligations, which equates to $22,000 burden for each of the 12.3 million taxpayers in the state. Now, this is exactly what we have long been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've been saying this forever, haven't we? There is no budget. I mean, it's a deficit. Because why? The governor's been lying. There's no surplus. Why? Because Jerry Brown's a liar. A communist liar. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Having a little conversation with our Christy. He's going to be with us tomorrow so we can get more explanation out of him regarding this particular article, which I found to be very, very, very interesting. It plays right into our scenario that there's going to be a big problem coming forward for California. Because, this is the thing. If California gets an F grade from Truth in Accounting, and this is the article that Chris came out with. We got it last night. And it says, the nonpartisan Truth in Accounting Project, which analyzes government financial reports, has awarded California an F grade for claiming surpluses instead of a $269.9 billion deficit. Okay. which is exactly what we've been saying, this agency now I want to explain this to you so you have a clear understanding. $269 billion. It's actually 270. It's 269.9. Come on, get technical. It's $270 billion shortfall in terms of its overall obligation, which equates to $22,000 burden for each of the 12 million taxpayers of the state. Okay, California's financial burden is primarily associated with the rapidly deteriorating condition of the state's current $461 $1.3 billion in promised public employee retirement benefits, which are $102.5 billion underfunded by the pension plan and $107 billion for unfunded retiree health care benefits. Aha! That's where you get that number. Get it? So the state of California faced a near financial death experience in Great Recession when the average taxpayer burden jumped from $15,000 to $23,000, and newly elected Governor Brown facing a $25 billion deficit. Now, by the way, Chris Street and myself called this number at the time when this was all going down back in 2010 and 11. He was saying, oh, it's only $8 billion deficit. And we're going, no. The numbers are looking like, you know, between 24 and 26 billion. And as it shook out, and now that we have transparency of 2020 hindsight, wow, it came to $25 billion as a deficit. He was lying then, of course, as he always does. It says, but the newly elected Governor Brown, facing a $25 billion deficit in 2011, passed an array of income and sales tax hikes, including a 29% increase in Californians with taxable income of over $1 million. Tax the rich, right? Governor Brown has touted the so-called California Compact, but the data demonstrate that despite the gusher of tax revenue that flooded into Sacramento from the economic recovery and the substantially higher tax rates Governor Brown passed, the state's taxpayer burden fell modestly to $20,000 by 2015. The taxpayer burden rose to $21,000 in 2016 and hit $22,000 in 2017, the highest ever in state history. This is Truth in Accounting founder Sheila Weinberg warns that California is a giant sinkhole state. Ms. Weinberg is especially critical of Governor Brown's claiming an $8.8 billion surplus this year while avoiding the fact that California has only $100 billion in available assets to pay $369 billion worth of bills. You see, this is Chris calls this a hair trigger condition for California. And a hair trigger. It says Weinberg emphasized to Breitbart News that California's rising taxpayer burden is only for the net state liabilities. Her organization intends to begin publishing consolidated reports this summer for all states that will also capture the liabilities of counties and cities. Ms. Weinberg expects that the combined taxpayer burden for California to be much higher as a number. Well, again, this plays right into what we've been talking about, where California is going to go economically, and this is why New California is going to be a successful opportunity for everybody. It's going to happen. I mean, it's absolutely going to happen. So one of some of the comments, it's kind of interesting to read some of these comments, is it says this is one of them from Raptor Man. I'm doing my best to get out of California before this comes down around their ears. It's beyond their ears already. That's how far down it is. I don't think they're going. This is another one, JP to Raptor Man. I don't think you're going to escape it, Raptor Man. The federal government is not far behind, which brings pretty much whatever state you move to down around your ears. Trump can't stop it from happening, not unless a miracle happens, because there are too many fake Republicans spending us just as crazily as the libtards. Now, I definitely agree with that, guys. I definitely agree with that. Jerry Brown at his best. Boy, I'll tell you, what a piece of work this guy has been and his family. Kamala Harris, the great, not-so-great senator from California, calling for the resignation of Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, of course. And then, for those of you that want assisted suicide law, tentatively reinstated for California. That's just what we want, isn't it? Isn't that just what we want? I mean, I don't think that's just what we want. In fact, I know that's not what we want. That, I mean, I don't think people really want that. Death with dignity, not with assisted suicide. So Elon Musk and you know, this guy is all over the place. He's getting money for free, and he doesn't have really any way to pay it back. He's got the most indebtedness. But he claims that rogue employee caused extensive and damaging sabotage to Tesla production. I wonder why they'd feel that way. Musk, he has a Tesla out there that caught on fire. People are starting to really fight against that stuff. These cars that are completely electric cars have some issues, as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of the big issues center around the fact that these guys, these cars utilize rare earth elements and other things that are very, very, these elements are very, very expensive to mine. In fact, there's only one in the United States as a mine that's been bought up by the Chinese, from what I understand. The Chinese have an open mine. There's only like two of these rare earth elements around. Rare earth elements are developed and made or used, utilized for making magnets. So they are important. And so, you know, of course, electricity, conduction, and so on. Magnets are a big deal. And that's where these things are. The pollution that's... So when you want to extract these minerals, rare earth elements, from the soil, it gets to be quite a pollutive process. And this is a big concern that the environmentalists had. This is, of course, back in the day when they shut this mine down outside of Baker, California, I think. And this is a big concern that people have about these electric motors. And I'm kind of condensing the story for brevity here. But Elon Musk and Tesla have been running out of money, actually, faster than they can bring it in. And they've been lucky so far as a company. But their cars have been plagued by a number of issues. And one of those issues is fire. I just hate it when that happens. Cars catching on fire. And this is what happened just the other day. And, of course, it's made a lot of news and everything. But when people started looking around at Musk, all of a sudden they started realizing, you know, this car, this Tesla car thing that they got going on, it's really just killing us. It's really, I mean, it's an economic model. It doesn't work at all. He hasn't made any money on this. He's been around for a long, long time, you know, putting this thing together. Now, Joel Pollack comes out with an article about Musk, and it says, Musk, Elon Musk, I am a socialist. That's a quote. Now, I want to dive into this real quick, just for a second, because I want to find out about this guy claiming this. It says, Tesla CEO and PayPal billionaire Elon Musk surprised many Friday when he declared on Twitter that he is a socialist. Conservative critics, however, may well have agreed given his company's reliance on the state. This is my point about the state. He relies upon government to help him with the money angle of things. He's sucking off the teat of you and I. That's Musk. By the way, I'm actually a socialist, he says in a tweet. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
But we also have agents that were crying at their desks because Hillary Clinton lost. We also have agents admitting that Hillary's IT guy, the one who deleted all the emails while Congress was seeking them, he lied his butt off to the FBI, which, according to James Comey, is a very serious offense. And what did the FBI do? They didn't charge him. They gave him immunity. I want to see answers to these matters. You have Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew Weissman, an attorney on the Mueller probe as well. All of these agents, they would have been better off working for George Soros or for MSNBC with a host of their own show rather than the upper echelons of the FBI running both of these investigations with the bias, the amount of bias that they had.
Well, Trey Gowdy, we've been talking about him, talking about that textbook bias. Here is that moment in that exchange.
Listen to this.
They prejudged the outcome of the Hillary Clinton investigation before the investigation ended, and these exact same FBI agents and attorneys prejudged the outcome of the Russia investigation before it even began. If prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends and prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it begins is not evidence of outcome determinative bias, for the life of me, I don't know what would be. That is textbook bias.
Byron?
Well, I think that is the case. We heard that case also a little bit yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Another issue we're going to be hearing today is the FBI's cooperation with Congress and congressional oversight issues. Something really fascinating came out yesterday that I expect will be explored more today. Those Strzok Page texts where Lisa Page had asked Peter Strzok, Trump is not going to become president, is he? And Peter Strzok said, no, we'll stop it. Well, the FBI had turned over the first part of that, Lisa Page's question, but somehow they did not turn over the answer, which was the no, we'll stop it part, which was, of course, the explosive revelation.
Yeah. Don't you think,
though, how that happened?
To all three of you, though, you know, and Byron, you started on this. This is taking us from one investigation to the next. And the next investigation is the Russia matter. But if you have all these communications between Peter Strzok and he's running your investigation, how do you put somebody like Peter Strzok on the witness stand if you were in a trial or a court of law and say, this guy's a credible witness? Because you can always come back to the commentary he was offering over a period of 9 to 12 months and say, wow, you had it in for this campaign. You were against this campaign from July of for another year.
But if you think
just objectively, isn't that the poison pill in this entire Russia matter / Bob Mueller matter that gives it no credibility? Last word on that.
But Bill, here's the thing. They Strzok and Page never talked publicly about their concerns. They could have leaked. the fact that Donald Trump was being investigated. They kept that secret to the palm of Hillary Clinton.
We don't know yet what decisions Peter struck and gave to other FBI agents during that rush amount that went on for a year.
Strzok was fired over a year ago. If indeed
he had a bias from the beginning, what decisions did he make within the agency that took the investigation to London or to Washington or to New York City? You're glossing
over the fact that Mueller took both of these agents off the investigation as soon as he became aware of these texts.
The problem is he had been running it for a period of nine months.
23
indictments.
What does that say about Mueller's judgment that he didn't even look into their backgrounds, their bias? He didn't even bother to ask. I mean, Mueller's supposed to be so unimpeachable.
That's a joke.
And
as soon as he knew, he took the guy leading the investigation for a year.
Then why didn't he do it? You have to look into their backgrounds and their judgment before you put them on the investigation.
I think the problem is when Mueller became special counsel, and then he took them off. Peter Strzok has a lot of explaining to do. We're all aware of that. He says he's willing to testify and he won't take the fifth. Let's see if that happens, okay? To all three of you, we've got to squeeze in a quick break here. But you really have to tie all this back to Peter Strzok and ask yourself whether or not he's a poison pill.
The one guy there is an apologist for Mueller and the Clintons and so on. And, of course, the problem is that what Bill Hemmer is getting at was absolutely appropriate, is that this Strzok guy, he was on board. He was writing all these things. He was on board a 9 months before he was so-called found out by Mueller. 9 months. 9 months. I mean, what? And this is the thing that Hemmer is making. This guy's going on for 9 months in this investigation, ripping on and trying to destroy a Donald Trump presidency. I mean, come on. There's no argument there. There's no retort to that other than he's just absolutely blatantly trying to destroy the presidency. And really, what happened, as I recall, the Strzok and Page emails started to get floated around. Mueller, had they not been floated around, gotten into the hands of alternative media folks such as myself and others. Now, I didn't get them. I did not get them, but the people that got them first were alternative media folks like what we do. If it hadn't have been for us and those guys, we would never have known, and Mueller would never have made a decision. No wonder they don't like us, the alternative media folks. See, this is the stuff. Leaks are leaks. And I'm glad we found this out. In other words, Strzok would still be with us today. But the point is, what damage did he do when Mueller brought him on as an investigator into Russia on his team to investigate Trump? Get it? This is not a 9 month period. How can you say that this guy wasn't influencing things and trying to influence the outcome of an investigation for Donald Trump? And let's talk about Flynn. Let's talk about Manafort. All these people that have been affected by this guy named Strzok and Page to the girl. That's my point. That's what Hammer's trying to say. And they're trying to defend. Oh, Mueller made the decision. Well, wait a minute. Okay, you used to get this all the time in schools, but with teachers, actually. Who'd want to change the narrative so that the narrative wouldn't fit the time frame. And that's what we have here. Two narratives, two time frames. And they're trying to conflate one with the other. It's not working. Anyway, I'm getting fired up. I'm like, well, Trey Gowdy, I don't know. He did a good job, though, today. He ripped him. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also, if you're really wanting to figure things out, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be reading grievance number 22 today, and it's quite riveting, to say the least. Very riveting, to say the least. And want to point you in the right direction. You can go to the newcaliforniastate.com website, and it's going to be all that stuff's going to be posted up there. It's already posted, the grievance itself, on agenda21radio.news, so you can go there and check it out. And it's pretty serious business, and we've been having people read this thing now. In 18 counties in California, 18 counties in California, and now 11 states around the nation have picked up reading for us to support us, which is really, really cool. I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's pretty awesome that people are willing to go out in other states to support what we're trying to do with New California. And I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity for business and everything else, this new California stuff. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and get all the latest information. Also, many thanks to Right to Voice. Right to Voice. You have a right to privacy. You have a right to the First Amendment. And Right to Voice gives you that right. Anyway, righttovoice.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And like we say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN.